How much pressure does that put on a defense when you have one guy who can stand out like that?
How much pressure? I mean, it's pressure all throughout this league. You know, every defense has to prepare for a great player. You know, you play in the Cowboys, you got to prepare for Dez. You know, everybody has somebody that is that guy, you know. But what it ultimately does, it brings up the level to play of your teammates, the guy next to you. It gives him more opportunity, and that's what Odell brings to this game, you know. So it's going to be a great opportunity for him, you know, to keep building off of this into next season.
Jimmy, what adjustments you made at halftime? You guys gave us some big chunk plays in the first half. Alfred Morris had some big runs early, but in the second half, you seem to settle down and kind of flatten it out.
You know what? We got back to playing football. You know, a lot of people were doing a lot of different things, you know, other than what we were supposed to do, you know, and, you know, myself included. You know, if I want to start the buck, I start with myself, you know. So I did some things that weren't right, you know, and everybody did some things. But we got back and we did something that we didn't usually do in those situations. We came back and we stuck to the game plan and we finished. We all showed that we believe and that we had to finish the right way, you know. And with that mentality, you get the result that you get. You know, earlier in the year, that result wasn't there. You know, those mistakes would keep happening. But in the second half, those mistakes disappeared, and you've seen a dominant defense.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
The pass rush the last 2 weeks has been...
See what Odell's been doing.
Yeah.
How much does that impress you about when you see him out there, and how much does the defense kind of feed off what he does?
You know, like I say, Odell is an impressive kid. You know, I enjoy watching him play. You know, I enjoy watching him grow as a person, you know, throughout this league with all of the things that he's accomplishing. You know, so how much does it help the defense? It obviously helps when you have a weapon that other teams have to prepare for, you know. But most importantly, it's just good to see him prevail through what he prevailed through in the beginning of the season when he wasn't playing and the world didn't love him. The world didn't like him at that point. And now they all love him. So he got a great crash course on his league. So that's just going to help him out through his entire career.
What has been the difference? The pass rush is really the last 3 weeks. So you think, yeah. I think you had 15 sacks the last 2 weeks coming in today, and I don't know how many you had today, 5 or 6.
But guys, we're dialing it up. You know, guys are getting after it. You know, that D-line, they're hungry. You know, the hunger is there. Not to say that it wasn't there in the beginning, you know, but it's obvious. You know, it's obvious. You see drooling dogs when it comes to third down, you know, and that's what you want to see when you have the type of pass rush that we have and the ability that we have, you know, with JPP, D. Moore, you know, Hank and Jenk, you know, all of those guys can get after it, you know. So when we put them in positions where it's third and longer downs, you're going to get that result, because now when they can just go after the quarterback, they'll do it.
So you go into the X-ray room, you okay?
Huh?
You went into the X-ray room after the game. Were you
okay? Seen me go in the X-ray room?
I did.
You spying on me?
No, it's
you spying on me? Yeah, I went in there, man. I'm okay. You know, that's where all of the free food was. You know, I just went in there to grab something to eat. No, but I'm okay, man. I'm a player. Period. All right, we good?
There's one more for you.
Yes.
Before you got here, and what
did
you,
I think of Coughlin before I got here?
What did you what did you heard about him as a coach?
I just knew he was a stand-up coach. You know, everything about him. You know, he's just an honest man. And like I said, you know, Coughlin is the reason why I'm here. You know, Coughlin and Perry and them guys. But, you know, just sitting down with Coughlin at that opportunity when I came in for the visit, you know, and he just was straight up, you know, don't tell me, show me. And that's how I am as a player. You know, I'm not going to tell you what I can do. I'm just going to go out there and play the game and just play it with passion and enjoy it, you know, and those type of things align perfectly with this type of coach, you know. So I think he's a great coach, and I'm fortunate to be with him.
How do you feel he's handled? I mean, obviously he had that seven-game stretch was tough, you know, and to keep the team together and all that kind of stuff, and now you're, you know, obviously in the upswing here. How do you feel like he handled that? What were the things that he did that, you know, that you noticed?
He just is a man, you know. He just is a stand-up man, you know, steady the course, and the course is winning games and fighting for each other. You know, you believe in that. It's the type of coach that you want that doesn't point fingers when times get bad. You know, he sticks and studies the course and goes directly to the objective. And the objective is to win and to stay together as a team. And he made sure that happened, you know. And, you know, you call this an upswing or whatever you call it, I just see it's a result of all of the hard work. You know, we all wish it happened sooner, you know, but it didn't. But we can still go out there and fight for him and fight for fans, fight for the players, fight for your teammate. And, you know, that's the things that he's about.
You feel like what's, you know, these last couple games, and as you, even the last two you just played, the guys are it seems like guys are fighting for him. I mean, there's a sentiment in this room.
Guys are fighting for a lot of things. Guys are fighting for their coaches. Guys are fighting for their teammates. You know, guys are fighting for themselves. You know, you want guys to fight regardless of what they're fighting for. You just want them to fight, and that's something that we're sticking to.